And this is the time to do it. As long as we are in the time. In the time language, this is the time to get right with God and hold to His unchanging hand. God has blessed us with the presence of mind to know Him, to believe in Him, and to come together on the first day of the week to worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's so wonderful to have the good news of God, to know His gospel, and to know what to do on Sunday. Thank God for you. You can, at your leisure, read the book of Joshua, chapter 1, at your pleasure. We are to do God's business. How? God's way. God's way, whatever the cost, whatever the consequences, we are to hold, as we said in the song, to God's unchanging words. We have been born by our families. God has blessed us to be born so that one day we will grow up, hear His gospel, believe His gospel, receive His gospel, and obey His gospel. God sending His Son, His only begotten Son, from heaven to earth, illustrates, shares with us, without anyone teaching us, that He is a loving God and He loves us, even with what we did as humans in disobeying Him initially. God has blessed us with the presence of mind. Today, to put on our good-looking clothes and dress up to come and worship Him. He has promised us that I will be with you always, even to the end of the ages. God loves human beings, especially the ones that are obedient to His call. We understand. When we hear about funerals, we understand. We know that we're not going to be here forever. There's coming a time when we must leave the time side of life into eternity. God sent His only begotten Son when we disobeyed. We needed a Savior. He didn't hesitate. He didn't going around. Who can I send? Well, whom shall I send? God sent His only begotten Son for us, for me, for you. So the question comes, as we talk to ourselves, am I giving God what He wants? God gave us His best. Can we do any less? Hey, I didn't know that was going to rhyme, but it. God gave us His best. Can we do any what? Any less. Born to be blessed. Born to be blessed. Enjoy. Enjoy being servants of God. Enjoy the fact that God blessed you to hear his word, believe it, receive it, and obey it, and to be added to his church. Become an adopted son or daughter. On your way, on our way to an eternity with God, providing we live in according to his instructions. It's amazing. It's amazing from the human perspective, the small price that God is asking us to pay. Just be obedient. We learn that quick from our parents. Most of us anyway, I think. And they always had something to help our memory when we claim to, oh, I forgot. Our parents, my parents, had a memory recaller. And the beauty of it is, I had the privilege of going to get it. Isn't that wonderful of your parents? So kind. Some of you are laughing like you know what I'm talking about. And we joyfully sing that song, Hold to God's Unchanging Hands. Brothers and sisters, visiting friends, God means what he says. God does not take back what he says. Let us study the word of God. Obey the word of God. Encourage others to do the same thing and be an example for others, so that when he calls, we will hear the words. We will hear the words. Two words. You know what they are. And they are? Well done. Well done. Well done. Thy good and faithful servant of God. Born to be blessed. Born to be blessed. Enjoy it. Do it God's way. Let's start from the premise that humans are born to be blessed by the Creator, God. God has blessed you, he has blessed me, he has blessed us. And he wants to continue. God wants to bless us. He loves human beings. Look at what he did. When we read Genesis chapter 1, all the work that he did before he created us. The question comes, do we love God as he loves us? Enjoy being blessed of God. Enjoy reading his Bible. And the more we read his Bible, the more we understand how much he loves us. And he will show enough, according to his word, God is show enough, going to show us something on judgment day. He has it waiting for us. No. Not just for 2 or 3 weeks. Forever. God wants us to live with him forever. I don't even want you to stay away from it too long. We don't get past 100 and whatever. We don't get past. You don't. I don't know of anybody that's around or heard of that had lived 300 years on planet Earth. I haven't read that. Have you? I haven't. Maybe you've read somebody that 250. I haven't even read 250. But he lets us know. I want you to come and live with me forever. And I've already made reservations for you. I already have a blessed place for you. Human beings are born to be blessed. Human beings are born to enjoy the blessings of God. Do whatever, however you live your life, make sure you do it God's way. Let us start from this premise. Humans are born to be blessed by our Creator. God has blessed you and wants to continue blessing us. John 3:16, I know you know it from memory, as a child. For God what? Now notice the text doesn't say, for God loved the world. Text doesn't say that. You do know the text, right? For God what? So loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Give also, Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you give, it shall be measured back to you again. So you don't lose anything by giving to God. Matthew 6:33. God has chosen you. He has chosen human beings to be his children. Whether or not we ever become his children, by obedience, God has blessed you to come and to be born to live on his planet that he has designed, that he has decorated. And some people, we read about some people living life, not members of the Church of Christ, and they're over 100 years old. God has chosen you to be blessed, to enjoy his blessings. Do you notice when you read the first book, the first chapter of the first book in the Bible, that God does all of this work? Why not create ahead of time, Father? Maybe 5 or 10 children grown and let them help you with the work. God designed it and created it. Brought it forth before he brought human beings forth. Let's start from the premise. Humanity was born to be blessed. Why are we born? God blessed us to be born to be born. To know him. God has blessed you and he wants to continue blessing you. He has blessed me and prayerfully wants to continue blessing me. Our Bible says in John 3:6, for God what? Not God loved the world. That's not what it says. God, it says what? John 3:16, for God did what? So loved the world. And he gave his son. Your Bible says in Luke, again in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over. When that's said, knowing that about God should encourage us to be obedient children. God so blessed us so good. We weren't at the beginning, but we're here now. Blessings of God. It should motivate us to hear, believe, repent, and confess, and be baptized if you're not a child of God. God has chosen you for His blessing. He has chosen me for His blessings. God's blessings are the result of God's grace, unmerited favor. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. Psalms 84. The Lord will give grace and glory. And no, watch this now, no what thing, no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Isn't that good news? No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Joshua chapter 1 and the verses 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein how long? Day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written. And then thou shalt make thy way, what? You can't lose. You can't lose dealing with God. Thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. It just seemed like to me, from a human being standpoint, make my way prosperous would have been fine. Well, that would be enough for me. But God added some more to it. Way prosperous and have good success. Isn't that good news? I know you can do it. I'm going to bless you to do it. That's what he's saying in essence also. Meet the terms. That's all we have to do. Just meet God's terms and we will have all of these blessings in abundance. More than half of the parables told by Jesus in the New Testament deal with. Don't jump up and down. I'll start again. More than half of the parables told by Jesus in the New Testament deal with, you know what? It starts with an M. O-N-E-Y. More than half the parables told by Jesus in the New Testament deal with money. Money. It is the love of money, not money itself, that is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Money is not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Amen. We have exalted money higher than God intended for it to be. Some even worship money. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 26, "For what is a man? For what is a man? Whenever humans remove a blessing from its intended purpose, God is not elevated." When we don't know what to do and how to use money. Whenever humans remove blessings from its intended purpose, the devil will always, always maximize the potential use of the money. The loving pursuit of money brings out the worst in many people. You say, well, I thought that might bring up. No. It brings out the worst in many people. In your Bible, 1 Timothy, the chapter is 6, beginning with verse 9. "But they that will be rich fall into what? Temptation, and a snare, and into many foolish and And, oh, you don't, it's not up there. It's hurtful. Foolish and hurtful situations. Why? Acting like you don't have good sense with money. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet it, that have the insatiable desire for it, after they have erred from the faith, pierce themselves through with many, many sorrows. Pierce themselves through with many sorrows. A hole, H-O-L-E, is dug in the earth and filled full of sharp stakes and covered over with dirt. And then we act so foolish, we don't have the set mind. I'm trying to find a nice way of saying this. The set mind of handling money as an adopted child of God. Many torments are mentioned. God gives us plenty of guidance to shine upon the subject, to manifest the fact that we are indeed his adopted children. It is our duty to learn and to heed always the word of God. When we view money through God's eyes, we will grow in God's blessedness and be a blessing for others. When we use money and act like we have some sense, and most of all, act like we are sons and daughters of God. Your Bible, Psalms 84, verse 11, and Joshua chapter 1, and the verse is 8. We can know that God wants his followers to be prosperous. God wants his children to have good success. God did not make provisions, whether in stocks, in bonds, nice cars and nice houses, or peace of mind, joy, and healthful attitudes. He did not make these for the devils. He made it for his children. It's time to shout and say hallelujah. God's mathematics for financial abundance. God's mathematics for financial abundance. Write it down. Faith plus stewardship plus giving equal abundance. You say, I didn't need that. Well, you may not need it, but let me give it to you again. Faith plus stewardship plus giving equals abundance. You are already wealthy. You say, I am. I ain't wealthy. The provisions were made by God for his sons and daughters. God did not make provisions for anything and everything. We are, by God's grace, not ours, by God's grace, his children. God gave us the best that he has, that he had and has. And he had only one of them. One thing, his own son, his own only Son. And we sing the song so joyously. All to what? All to God's unchanging hand. Don't be bashful. Don't be stubborn. And don't be hard-headed. Hold to God unchanging hands. God's mathematics for financial abundance. Faith plus stewardship equal abundance. You can write that down. Faith plus stewardship. I left out plus giving. I left out giving, didn't I? Faith plus stewardship plus giving equals abundance. Abundant life and abundant wisdom of knowing how to live life on God's great earth. You can say, I am wealthy because of God. Do you believe that? The world and all of its abundance belongs to God. Why not make up your mind to give favor first and foremost in your life to God and get the best on earth way of life and let Him bless you. Call you off the scene of time and bring you on up a little bit higher to live forever with Him. Nevermore. Church, nevermore to die. Now, when we read Revelation, it lets us clearly understand eternity is going to happen among human beings. Everlasting, if you want another word. Everlasting, forever, forever, forever. Is real with God. Judgment Day is coming. He warned us ahead of time. He's a loving God. He didn't want us to die and not know that there's going to be a resurrection. Read it. Revelation, I believe, about chapter 20. The day that everybody, every human being is going to be gathered together with God. And the Bible says in that verse, and the books, plural, were open. The books. Oh, yes. You can hide from mama, you can hide from daddy, and you can hide from a whole lot of other folk, but you can't hide from God's secretary. He keeps a book on everybody. And God is going to open the book on Judgment Day. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you lived in Richmond, Virginia, just on the outskirts of town. And you came to morning service and you skipped out on night church. You had more business than I had. I thought you had anyway. Hold to God's unchanging hand. You're already wrapping up. Faithful Christians, listen carefully. Faithful Christians, no matter what you write down, no matter how much money you may earn, the faithful Christian on the final roundup of human affairs, and you can read it in Revelation chapter 20. God, it lets us know, God keeps a record on everything and everybody. And the Holy Spirit shares with us, there's coming a day when God is going to open your book, my book, every human being's book. God keeps the record. Open on judgment day. And we're going to be judged by what's recorded in God's book. Where are you? How are you? What's too much for you? It's amazing how people will work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and when they come to church Sunday morning, and we'll see them next Sunday morning. Too much church. My recommendation, you know where I'm going, don't you? To God's unchanging hand. Let him see us acting like he is first place in our lives. God comes first. Many of our ancestors lost their lives all because they were sons and daughters of God. Let us, church, let us be an example for human beings. Let us be an example for one another, holding to God's unchanging hand. Now my note says, give back to God and give to others wisely. He blesses you and he wants you to bless others through you. But now if you're stingy, you can't bless others through you because you don't even bless anything or anybody but yourself. But where are you? Do not belittle what we read in this book of God. Lost the microphone? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Today is called what day? What today is not the date, but day. What day? This is called Sunday. You understand? Sunday. Not Monday, Tuesday. Today is called Sunday. The day of worship. The day of worship. Worship God in the morning. Stay home and watch television at night. That's not putting God first. God gave us the best he had. He gave his only begotten Son. Of all the creatures that he had created on planet Earth, thousands upon thousands still living, but he sent his Son, his only begotten Son. And I'm sure you've thought about that. I've thought about it. He didn't even send. I almost said preachers. They did. But folks, those individuals that were doing what God wanted them to do under that old covenant, he didn't use any of them. He didn't use any of them to die a cruel death, and to have his Son to come down from glory for approximately 33 years for human beings. For human beings. And then we're going to ignore God. His only Son died like a human being. Stayed before he died. As I sat here before, 33 years, just for us, human beings. And I'm sure that the thought that crossed about every human being's mind that had read the Bible, why didn't he just let someone other than his only begotten son? That was millions of other people, individuals, that God knew. God knew. When we read the Old Testament, God knew about a lot of people. Some of them were still living. That's who Jesus came and talked to. People that were still living. But all through the Old Covenant, he had some righteous people. But he didn't call them. He sent his only begotten son to die a cruel death. And he had him, he stayed down here, as we said heretofore, 33 years. For who? Just for us. Because of his Father's love and because of his Son's love for us. Where are you tonight? This morning. I haven't preached that long. Where are you this morning? Your Bible. Your Bible. Not mine. But it's there in both Bibles. Let's us know. One Lord. One faith. One baptism. One faith. Not two. Jesus came, bled, and died for his church. He didn't die for churches. His church. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ. That's in your Bible. Salute you. When you stand at the final roundup of human affairs on judgment day, you want to know that you're in the right church. So since you're in the right church, live right, talk right, die right, and have the Father say at the final roundup of human affairs, well done. Well done, a good and faithful servant. Watch this now. You've been faithful over a few things. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up. I'm going to do what? I'm going to make you ruler over many. Where are you, those of you who are still awake? Hold to God's unchanging hand. You're not a member of the Church of Christ. Why are you supporting a church that the Bible said nothing about? Why? What purpose? His Son came all the way from glory to die and pay for his church. Only church he established. Only church that was established through the death, burial, and resurrection of his Son in the Bible is the Church of Christ. Make your calling at election sure. You say, why? That's the only church. Don't argue with me. How many do you read about in the Bible? Argue with the one who set it up. He could have had two. One for him and one for his Son. Church of Christ. How do I become a member of it? It's very simple. Jesus chose 12 apostles to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. They were taught to hear the gospel, believe the gospel, be godly sorrowful for the things that they have done contrary to the will of, to the teaching of the gospel, to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and to be buried in water baptism for the remission of sin. That's why there is always water in a pool just on the other side of that door. And that's why that's one of the byproducts of having all these strong brothers to go down in the water and baptize those who give their life to Jesus Christ. And they come up adopted sons and daughters of God, new creatures in Christ Jesus. Where are you today? Where are you today? Brother Brown, why are you preaching so long? How many hours you say you work? You work? How many hours you say you work? And all they give you is money. Jesus gives you eternal life. Hold to his unchanging hand. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. That's it. And we are ready. We are prepared to baptize you in the water. And God will do the rest. He will forgive you of all of your sins, and he will add you to his family, the church of Christ. You become his adopted child. Ain't that good news? God will hear your prayers as a child of God. He already said, God has already said in plain English, he does not hear a sinner's prayer. If you're not one of his children, he says, I don't hear your prayer. He lets us know ahead of time. But it's up to you. May God bless you to make a choice as we together stand and sing the song.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charm the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these ever learn my son.